Hi, I'm Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. Did you know that trusting God will make you physically healthier? It's true. In Proverbs 3, 5 to 8, the Bible says this, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones." Did you know that was in the Bible? God created you so that your physical health is dependent upon your spiritual health. For instance, when you have tranquility and integrity and humility or generosity, the Bible says your health will improve. In fact, the Bible has a lot to say about our health. So let's get started in our study today.
Today on Daily Hope with Rick Warren, we continue in our series called God's Prescription for a Healthy Life with part two of a message called Why We Need Each Other. It's taken from various portions of Scripture. But before we begin, you know, a short time back while spending the morning baptizing several hundred people at his church, Pastor Rick noticed that he and his congregation had put on more than just a few pounds and gotten out of shape. It was right there and then that God put it on Rick's heart to contact three nationally known doctors, Dr. Oz, Dr. Amen, and Dr. Hyman. Together, they helped launch the Daniel Plan, an appetizing approach to achieving a healthy lifestyle by optimizing five key areas: faith, food, fitness, focus, and friends. The combination of these five key essentials immediately began to change lives in a dramatic way. In fact, the first year, 15,000 people participated, got healthy, and collectively lost 260,000 pounds. Pastor Rick wants you to get healthy too, so he's asked us to send you a hardback copy of the Daniel Plan book as his way of saying thanks for your financial gift to this 100% listener-supported ministry. Now, Rick believes the biblical concepts in this book will help you gain health and lose those extra pounds the right way, God's way. You can call 800-600-5004 or visit rickwarren.org today to request your copy. That's 800-600-5004 or rickwarren.org. And now here's Pastor Rick with today's message.
Now the Bible says this in Genesis 2:18. Let's read it aloud. "It is not good for man to be alone." You know, that's the first thing God said after he created Adam. He looked down in a perfect environment, Garden of Eden, and goes, "It's not good. It's not good for man to be alone." God hates loneliness. He hates it. God hates loneliness. And so what's his antidote? Well, he created two groups, physical family and the spiritual family. The physical family is the one you grew up in. The spiritual family is the one you have the rest of your life. Actually, it goes on into eternity. The physical family eventually moves apart, eventually dies, and doesn't go on. But the spiritual family, God's church, is going to go on forever and ever and ever. And so God says, "I want you to be connected in my family, the church." Notice what his safety net is. In Hebrews 10, "Let us not give up the habit of meeting together." Notice it's a habit. It's something you do all the time. "Let us not give up the habit of meeting together. Instead, let us encourage one another." He says, you know, you're created for community, and I want you to encourage each other by meeting together. Now, that verse, he's not talking about what we're doing right now. This is not a community, folks. This is a crowd. It's a quite large crowd, okay? And we can't encourage each other here. You know, you can't even get to talk to very many people. There's just too many people. This can only be done in a small group. You know, can you be in a crowd and be lonely? Sure. This last week I was in Manhattan. I had to go buy a coat for a TV show I was going to be on. And so I walked out by myself. I was in 100,000 people, but it still felt very lonely because I didn't know anybody. So it has nothing to do with the size. It's talking about getting together with people who encourage you. Would you write this down? Community is God's answer to loneliness. Community is God's answer to loneliness. And we all need a place where we can practice love. It's what the world needs. We need to learn how to love. Now, the Bible says that I've got to have other people in my life as I'm walking through life. I need other people to grow. Would you write that down? I can't grow without others. The Bible is very clear about this. I cannot grow without other people in my life. Why? Because life is about relationships, not about achievement. God is love, and he wants me to learn to love him and love others. Those are the two greatest lessons in life. Now, the Bible gets very specific about this in 1 Corinthians 14. I love this in the Message paraphrase. It's pretty clear. It says, When you gather, each one of you, be prepared with something useful for all. Sing a hymn, teach a lesson, tell a story, lead a prayer, provide an insight. Take your turn with no one person taken over. That way, you all learn from each other. Question. Does that sound like something we do here on Sunday morning? No. No. I don't stand up here and say, anybody got a poem? You know, what happened to you this week? Who has a prayer request? Who learned something from God this week? Who needs to be prayed? We're too big to do that. This can only happen in a small group. And that's why to be a healthy believer, you need large group worship and small group fellowship, temple courts and house to house. And that's why in our church, we ask everybody to come on a weekend service and be in a small group. If you're only getting half of that, you're only getting half of the benefit of this church. You need to walk through life in a small group of believers. Now, why? Well, look at the next verse, Ephesians 4. As each part, talking about the body of Christ, as each part does its work, it helps the other parts grow. So, Christ's whole body is healthy and growing and, read it with me, full of love. That's what God wants in your life. And he wants for all of us. He wants us to be healthy and growing and full of love. And that's my prayer for you as your pastor. I want you to be healthy, and I want you to be growing, and I want you to be full of love. Now, there's only one way you can do that. You got to get with other Christians who can walk through life with you. You see, you can't learn community without being in a community. Not a crowd, but in a community. The Bible says this in 1 Peter 4, 9. Open your homes to each other. Without what? Complaining. What's your complaint? What's your excuse for not opening up your home? Well, my home is dirty. Well, clean it up. Okay? Just clean it up, all right? That's a real easy thing. Okay? Well, my home isn't big enough. Can you put three people in it? Then you can have a group. The Bible says where two or more are gathered in my name, I'm there in the midst of them. You say, well, you know what? I don't like my neighbors. Well, don't invite them. I'm not telling you to invite people you don't like. Invite the people you do like. Okay? You don't have to invite people. Invite your neighbor, friends. Invite your coworkers, your family. You know, just get some people. You say, well, nobody would really want to come to my house and study this. Oh, really? Really? You see, everybody has a longing for belonging. Everybody, deep in the human spirit, is a longing for belonging. It's why the worst kind of punishment is solitary confinement. We're made for relationships. God wired us that way. And that's why people will join all kinds of stupid causes just because they want to belong. Listen, the people in your neighborhood would love to come to your house. Let me give you an example of this. 2 years ago when we did 40 Days of Purpose, and on the day we started, like today, I handed out a little card, a little invitation card, and I said, you know what? I want you to give this card to somebody that you know who doesn't go to church anywhere or doesn't have any knowledge of the love of God, and you invite them to your small group. And in 1 week, you did this, in 1 week we went from 8,000 people in small groups to 24,000 in small groups. Listen, your neighbors are more willing to come than you're willing to invite them. Did you know that the Bible says God put you on earth to do a certain work that only you can do? Ephesians 2:10 says this, God made us to do good works, which he planned in advance for us to live our lives doing. Before you were even born, God decided the talents he was going to give you, the natural abilities he was going to give you, the background. He even chose where you would be born, who your parents would be, when you would be born, and all of this because he has a purpose for your life. And part of that purpose is he has some work for you to do. Now, anytime you use your talents or your abilities to help somebody else, there's a word for that. It's called ministry or service. And all of us are ministers, not pastors, ministers. What that means is when you use your gifts and what God wired you to be to help others, you're doing what God brought you to do. He says these are your good works. Now, remember, we've talked about this many times, that life on earth is practice for eternity. You get 100 years at the most on earth. You get trillions of years in heaven. And in heaven, you're going to do four things. And one of the things you're going to do in heaven is you're going to serve God. And so what God wants you to do while you're here on earth, spend some of that time practicing. Practicing serving. And so he says, I want you to learn to serve. I want you to do these good works. But I don't want you to do them by yourself.
That's Rick Warren with just a portion of today's message called Why We Need Each Other. It's from the series God's Prescription for a Healthy Life. There's so much more great teaching coming up, so stay with us.
A short time back, God put it on Pastor Rick Warren's heart to connect with a team of leading health experts to create the Daniel Plan. Meet Joel.
Before the Daniel Plan, I was not living a healthy lifestyle. I tried to make the changes and nothing seemed to work because it was all based on my willpower.
More than 15,000 people have lost weight, increased their energy, and improved their relationships, all while growing closer to the Lord with the Daniel Plan.
I've lost 75 pounds and I've recently competed in an Ironman triathlon, and it's all because of my involvement with the Daniel Plan.
Let Pastor Rick send you a hardcover copy of his new book, The Daniel Plan, today, as his way of saying thanks for your financial gift to this listener-supported ministry. Just go to rickwarren.org or call 800-600-5004 right now. That's rickwarren.org or 800-600-5004. And thanks for your support.
And once again, here's Rick Warren.
Now, God tells us in the Bible why we're supposed to work together. Look at the next verse. In Ecclesiastes 4, two people are better than one because they get more done. Read it with me, would you? By working together. They get more done by working together. Now, everybody knows this. You always get more done as a team than you do as an individual. It's also a whole lot more fun. It's also less tiring. And you learn to cooperate together. There's all kinds of benefits to working together. You know, in the last 12 days, I was on a speaking tour on the East Coast, and I spoke in 11 different cities in 12 days. And it was up and down in a plane for the last 12 days. We started a week ago on Friday, to Washington, D.C., flew to Washington, D.C., where I spoke at the Pentagon. Spoke twice there, once to a general's Bible study, had 67 generals in it, and then another to the employees of the Pentagon. Then we left the Pentagon, and we flew to Philadelphia, where we had meetings there. We went from Philadelphia to West Point, where I spoke to the 4,000 cadets at West Point, and place after place. Well, I would have been worn out if I hadn't taken a team with me. And then we went to Nashville, and I spoke to about 6,000 mothers of preschoolers there, and then Liberty University, and then I spoke at Annapolis, the Naval Academy, and stopped by Billy Graham's house, said hi, and came home. Now, I would have been worn out. I wouldn't even been here this weekend if I had that had all depended on me. That's just overwhelming, that kind of a schedule. Nobody is good at everything. Would you agree with that? Nobody's good at everything. And so we need each other. And so you put people around you who compensate for your weaknesses, who are strong in areas you're not good at. And I came home from that. I wasn't tired. I went to bed, got up the next morning at 6:30, and went back to work. Why? Because when you share together, it lightens the load. You know, when we were at West Point, they showed us a system that feeds 4,000 cadets in 15 minutes. Imagine that. And they do it three times a day. Feed 4,000 cadets in 15 minutes. How in the world they do that? Everybody has a role with butter. Just seeing if you're listening. Everybody has a role to play. Everybody has a part. And it's all like clockwork. Bam, bam, bam. Now listen, God has called Saddleback Church to serve. It's in the fabric of our church. And God has called us to model it for a lot of other churches. And so we're taking on some huge problems, global problems like poverty and illiteracy and disease and AIDS and some things like that. You know, those kind of problems would be overwhelming. But we're not going to do it by ourselves. We're going to involve thousands and tens of thousands and eventually millions of other churches. Everybody has a part, and if you do little bits a piece, it can all get done. The reason why you're exhausted, you're trying to do it all yourself. You know, some people fall for what I call the Mother Teresa syndrome, and that's the idea that the lone person goes out to change the world all by themselves. Even Mother Teresa didn't do that. She had an army of people helping her. Other sisters in that, Sisters of Charity, who were helping her. In fact, last week in Washington, D.C., Kay got to meet the successor to Mother Teresa and spend some time with her. They got an army of people helping on the streets of Calcutta. You've heard me say before, snowflakes are frail, but if enough of them stick together, they can stop traffic. Now, individually, I can't make that big a difference in the world. And individually, you can't make that big difference in the world. But together, in this church, we got 82,000 snowflakes. That's a lot of snow. And that can make some significant difference. Together we can make a difference if everybody does just a little. A little. Would you write this down? Community is God's answer to fatigue. If you're tired, it's because you don't have the relationships built in to support you that you need in what God has called you to do. Have you ever watched on TV or maybe the movie Witness where Amish build a barn together? They do it in a day. It's amazing. I mean, just, the whole community shows up, and where there was nothing at the end of the day, there's a barn standing. Why? Everybody has a little part to play. I need people to walk with me through life, and I need people to work with me through life. But I also, number three, I need others to watch out for me in life, to watch out for me. I'm talking about people who defend me, who stand up for me, who will protect me, who will help me keep staying on track, who will watch my backside, who'll warn me. We all need this because we all have blind spots. The Bible says in Philippians 2:4, look out for one another's interests, not just your own. If you want a counterculture verse, that's it. Because in America, the general idea is it's all about me. It's all about my needs, my interests, my wants, my desires, my ambitions. The rest of you, forget you. I live for myself. Forget everybody else. This one says, don't just look out for your own interest. Look out for others too. Have you ever seen these neighborhood watch signs? Sometimes you see them out in an area. That's a sign of community. It says, we watch out for each other here. We're looking out for each other. My guess is if you went on vacation this summer and you were gone for a week or maybe 2 weeks, you probably told your neighbor you were going to be gone. And he said, I'm going to be gone for a couple weeks. Would you kind of keep an eye out on my house? Would you kind of watch out, look out for my stuff? Because we all want our stuff looked out for. And that's a good thing, to have your stuff looked after, watched out for. But my question is not, is anybody watching out for your stuff? Is anybody watching out for your soul? Because your soul is a whole lot more important than your stuff. Is there anybody in your life who helps you stay on track spiritually? Is there anybody who loves you enough to say, I'm not going to let you get discouraged. I'm not going to let you drop out. I'm not going to let you, get tired. I'm here with you. Let me support you. And who encourages you in your spiritual life? If you don't have anybody like that, that's sad. See, the fact is we all have blind spots, things we can't see. I grew this beard this summer. And then my wife Kay said, honey, if you're going to have the beard, you got to get rid of the flat hair thing, okay? So she came up with this little spiky do here, The only problem is I can't see the back and it sticks up straight on the back. Okay, so I don't know if it's sticking up or not. Is it right now? I don't know. Okay. So I'm not making this up. Last night, before and again this morning, I'm getting ready to come to church. I'm starting to walk out the door. Kay goes, stop. I thought, what did I do? She's fixing a little, doing the little thing. I would have never known that. You get a taillight out, you're never going to know it. Somebody's got to look out for you. Somebody's got to say, you got a taillight out. Hopefully somebody tells you when you're unzipped. Listen, friends, we're family here, okay? If I'm ever on Zip, tell me. Don't let me go through the whole service. Stand up and say, Pastor! Okay? You know, friends don't let friends get tacos in their teeth.
You've just heard Daily Hope with Rick Warren. If you missed any part of this message, you can listen online anytime at rickwarren.org. And while you're there, you can sign up for Rick's encouraging Daily Hope email devotion. And you'll find a ton of other extremely helpful resources. Now, Pastor Rick's back in just a moment to share a closing thought, but first, one last word about a very helpful resource that we would love to send to you. It was just a short time back that Pastor Rick was baptizing several hundred people at his church, and he noticed that he and his congregation had put on more than just a few pounds, and they'd gotten out of shape. And it was right then and there that God put it on Rick's heart to contact three nationally known doctors: Dr. Oz, Dr. Amen, and Dr. Hyman. Together, they helped launch the Daniel Plan, an appetizing approach to achieving a healthy lifestyle by optimizing five key areas: faith, food, fitness, focus, and friends. The combination of these five key essentials immediately began to change lives in a dramatic way. In fact, the first year, 15,000 people participated. They got healthy and collectively lost 260,000 pounds. And Pastor Rick really wants you to get healthy too. So he's asked us to send you a hardback copy of the Daniel Plan book. It's his way of saying thanks for your financial support to this 100% listener-supported ministry. Rick really believes the biblical concepts in this book will help you gain health and lose those extra pounds the right way, God's way. Just call 800-600-5004 or visit rickwarren.org today to request your copy. That's 800-600-5004 or visit rickwarren.org. And now Rick Warren with a closing thought.
Thanks for listening today. You know, honestly, I never paid much attention to my health until I had a little epiphany a few years back when I baptized over 800 people in a single day by immersion. Now, looking at myself and everybody that I was baptizing, it was real clear that we all needed to get healthy. So I put together a team of nationally known doctors to help me develop a program for our church. I called it the Daniel Plan, based on the passage in the book of Daniel, where Daniel has a contest with King Nebuchadnezzar on who can be the healthiest. The Daniel Plan is centered on five essentials that will help you become healthier: faith, food, fitness, focus, and friends. There are a lot of diet plans out there that deal with food and fitness, but the secret sauce in the Daniel Plan is focus, learning to have your mind renewed, friends, learning to grow in community, and faith, trusting God's power rather than willpower. You know, we found that when individuals addressed health issues in each of these key areas, they are transformed. In fact, in the first year of the Daniel Plan, over 15,000 people from 190 countries participated, and the results were life-changing. In fact, our own church, Saddleback Church, lost over 250,000 pounds in 1 year. Can you imagine that? What did it do for our church? It increased our energy. We started sleeping better. It reduced our need for medication. The whole church was healthier. Now, the Daniel Plan has recently been released in a book format, and I want you to have a copy of this book today so you can start getting healthier now. And I'll send you a hardcover copy of the Daniel Plan book as a very special thank you for your gift to this ministry. When you give financially to support Daily Hope Ministries, I want to send you this book. It's hot off the press, called The Daniel Plan. You know that Daily Hope is a 100% listener-supported ministry. Thank you for your support. It allows me to continue to share these teachings with people who haven't heard the gospel and are hearing it some for the very first time. Thanks again for listening today, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous support.